Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Yacht Racing Life Podcast, the show for racing sailors everywhere. Featuring exclusive stories and interviews from across the world of competitive sailing. Hosted by British sailing journalist Justin Chisholm. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Yacht Racing Life podcast. Thanks for listening. I recently flew to Genoa in Italy for an update on what I think is one of the most exciting projects we have in our sport currently, the Ferrari Hypersail mission to produce a 100-foot ocean-going foiling monohull capable of setting new transoceanic and even around-the-world records. Ferrari have partnered with the North Sails Technology Group for the rig and sails on this amazing new boat, which is still under construction and scheduled for launch in 2026. And it was at the soon-to-be-open North Sails loft in the Genoa harbour that the presentation took place. I wrote a story about the event, and you can read that on the yachtracinglife.com website. Heading up the Hypersail rig team is double America's Cup winner and wind-powered land speed record holder Glenn Ashby. And I grabbed some time with him during the day to quiz him on how he got involved in the project and how it's all going. Here's that interview.
Tell me how you got involved in this. What was the approach? You were sitting at home and the phone rang and what happened?
It was quite funny, actually. I was with Southern Spas, actually, in Monaco doing the breakfast talk for them after the land speed project with Team New Zealand. And Guillaume turned up with Marco, with Matteo and a few of the guys. And basically said, Glenn, we need to have a chat. And I said, oh yeah, no. So basically, Guillaume and the guys from Ferrari approached me and sort of said, look, we're doing this project. We can't tell you a whole lot about it, but we think you're the perfect guy to be involved with this. It's it's sort of quite unique and quite different, pushing boundaries, and probably something that you'd really enjoy with the background that you've had, you know, coming from, you know, developmental sailing, if you like, with the A class and C class and, you know, all the America's Cup stuff and the Olympics and different bits and pieces. So I had a follow-up meeting, if you like, a week or so later online with Marco and the Ferrari guys. And they sort of put a little bit of an idea in my mind, if you like, which I had a little bit of a think about. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Like, it's really different to the America's Cup side of things. I just retired really from my America's Cup career in 2021. So I sort of, you know, fast forward 18 months and then was like, wow, this is almost like the early days of, you know, the Oracle Trimaran, the AC-72, AC-50, and then into the AC-75, which the last sort of four America's Cups that I'd been involved with were largely developmental America's Cups. And obviously now it's a bit more of a refinement, which is obviously super cool as well. But I've always loved pushing the technology and the boundaries. And this project was really, once I got to learn about what it was actually about and how ambitious it all was, I was like, shit, this is actually something that I could be really interested in. Yeah.
Did you have to think about it? I mean, when they explain what they're trying to do, when I first heard it, I was like, really?
What the hell? Yeah.
Was there a moment where you went, are these guys for real? Or were you kind of
It was. No, look, absolutely. I definitely needed to get some more information. So I'm just like, what are you trying to do here? Like, this is pretty ambitious. And then once I actually sort of did my homework a bit more and asked more questions and actually spoke to Guillaume and actually, you know, we've obviously worked with Guillaume for a long time. Once he sort of explained what the idea of the boat was and what they were trying to do with it, I was like, wow, that's pretty full on. Like, I've done a little bit of offshore sailing, but you know, not a huge amount at all compared to Giovanni and a lot of other people. But you know, I've obviously done a lot of development sailing over the years. So my role really, I think, you know, was basically to come in and actually help provide some of that sort of developmental knowledge after sailing a whole lot of different boats, and actually trying to help create, you know, what a boat could be to actually go out and sail offshore. So time will tell to see whether I've actually had any influence on that or not. But look, it's certainly it's a wonderful experience, and I guess it's a bit of a culmination of all the knowledge and all the years of sailing that I have, really, you know, in this one big boat. So it's exciting.
Where do you think the idea came from? Was it Giovanni? Was it Guillaume? Was it Ferrari?
Look, it's a great question, and I don't know how much I can actually say on that. But what I will say is, I think John Elkin from Ferrari has known Guillaume for a long time, and also Giovanni. And I think it came about at a bit of a conversation. I think it was either a wedding or a party or something like that. I can't remember where it was exactly. Don't quote me on that one. But yeah, they had a get together, and basically, you know, I think John and Guillaume and Giovanni were sort of having a chat, and I think Guillaume said, oh, you know, as Guillaume does, yeah, we could do something along these lines if you're interested, talking to John. And that's where I think the seed got planted. And then the rest has sort of just evolved from there. And obviously, you know, Ferrari as a car industry, you know, they're stepping into a new world. But their ambitiousness, their technology, the push for the future, it fits perfectly with what they love doing, you know, pushing technology, pushing the limits and being bold and brave. And that, I think, is exactly what this project's all about. It's about pushing the boundaries.
And your role, just so I understand, you're working for who? Which, it seems to be a lot of players in this right now. You're wearing a Ferrari Hypercell t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, I'm actually definitely working for Ferrari, you know, with this project. Obviously, I have a huge connection with North Sails and Southern Spars, you know, from the America's Cup and all previous projects. So the relationship that I have, I guess, with all the players that are involved, a lot of those relationships have been established over a long time. So my role, I guess, you know, with Giovanni, you know, coming from the sailing side of things, is to work with all the departments, if you like, as well as Ferrari, in actually sort of putting the project together, and hopefully not leaving any stone unturned. And I guess my role really, I guess, is sort of to help work with the Ferrari guys to help them with their dream of creating this boat. So it's almost like a bit of a dream come true sort of a project as a kid. Like, if you were a kid and someone said, oh, look, you know, you're going to go and work in Maranello in the Ferrari factory with a whole lot of Ferraris driving around, and you're going to be working on a sailing project, like, you'd have to pinch yourself, would you, growing up? I mean, if someone said as a 12-year-old, when I had a Ferrari Testarossa poster on my main bedroom wall, you know, like, it's like a dream. So after sort of, you know, I guess getting towards the end of my sort of America's Cup racing career and stepping away, I've definitely evolved more into the sort of the technological design side of things. I feel like I've got a really good sort of understanding of how and why things work now over the years. And to be able to use some of that knowledge and that technical expertise in this project, I guess they saw me as someone that's, you know, probably come from a background of having to sort of, you know, build things and push the limits from a young kid all the way through to where I am now at sort of 48 years old. So.
And your focus is on the rig, or are you across the whole project?
My main focus is on the rig and the sails. Having said that, though, I'm actually heavily involved with pretty much everything else on the boat as well. You know, I'm not an expert by any means in any one field. I never pretend to be. And what I do, though, feel that I have a good understanding of is working well with all the different departments, having a global understanding of what the boat is and what each department has to do, and actually getting the best out of the group of people that are there, and actually, you know, promoting them to really lift up and step up, you know, not be afraid to be bold and be brave. And that's really my role within the team, is to sort of, I guess, be part of that group going forward that's actually pushing the boat to the limits that it needs to be to actually be successful.
So it must feel a bit like an America's Cup team. I think you referenced that earlier on in the early days. There are no rules to this, though, really. You've got a blank sheet of paper to start from. Does that make it harder for you? Or, you know, or is it easier to have a set of rules that you know you've got to conform to?
It's a bloody good question, Justin. Look, I think in some ways it's easier and in some ways it's harder. I think it's easier in some ways because you can look outside the square. You can take the blinkers off and you can go, wow, if we could do this, which we can't do on the America's Cup or we can't do on other classes because you're not allowed to, bound by the rules. With this project, you can have a bit more flexibility. So in that sense, it's amazing. You can really push into areas that you can't normally do. There is obviously rules that we need to abide by, but there is a lot more freedom. So for me, the personal joy, if you like, of being able to look far afield and actually look into the distance of where you could possibly go is amazing. And obviously with the America's Cup, it's now much more a refinement game than it's ever been before with the AC75, for example. So whilst, you know, I love all that and the fine details like you do in Olympic sailing, finding the little gains here and there, this is really like quantum leap forwards of gains when you are developing. So I've really enjoyed that in the past. And certainly with this project, it's just incredible the gains you can make really quickly, you know, if you make the right decisions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's the timeline been? And what's the timeline going forwards, just in like the highlights of that?
Yeah, look, I've been with the project now for about almost exactly 2 years. I think the Monaco dinner, I think, with Southerns is next week. So it's exactly 2 years since I sort of first made contact. The guys were sort of working a few months before that. The boat will go on the water next year, later next year. And there's sort of a really good detailed sort of 5-year plan, if you like, of how that boat will be, you know, worked up and then actually go and do some races around the world. So it's obviously, you know, not something you can just put in the water and turn the key and expect it to be perfect on day one. There's no one that's got those expectations. It's definitely a work up process. That will happen over a few months. The commissioning will happen over a few months. Well, you know, there's a lot of new technology, new systems that have never been tested sort of in real life. A lot of bench testing, obviously, and a lot of testing in the environments that need. They do a lot of car testing, for example, Ferrari. So they're very well attuned to putting, you know, things through their paces before they go into real use. So we're using a lot of that, you know, technology, if you like, into the boat. So we're very confident that there'll be, you know, minimal disruptions. Obviously, new rig, new foils, a whole lot of new structure that's, you know, being pushed as well. So we'll work the boat up over a period of time. And, you know, then once we are comfortable that we can push everything hard, like you do with an AC75, for example, you can then go and race and be comfortable.
Twinskin mainsails. I see it. You've got the same challenge of having to have loads of camber and then have a flat sail as soon as the boat's up and foiling. It's an obvious choice. Were there other things considered?
We actually did quite a decent study of sort of different options with that, and there will be some developments as we go forward. I sort of feel sort of pretty responsible for, you know, I guess guiding the group into this twin skin mainsail program after being involved with the development of that, you know, with the America's Cup side of things. So I know very, very well how those rigs work and the advantages of the twin skin mainsail. So after we did some sail testing in Sardinia a year or so ago, I just said to the guys, look, this is all well and good. Would we ever consider taking this on, the Twin Skin Mainsail package. And we did some numbers and sort of showed the guys that, you know, the advantages, if you like. And obviously, you know, it's very difficult because we're in an offshore environment. You've got to get it up and down and reef it and that sort of thing. But, you know, we worked through it, you know, North Sails and Southern Spars, all the guys together. You know, we had lots of meetings and it became quite clear after doing the numbers on it, just how much better performance we were going to get out of that rig. So time will tell. I feel very responsible and we definitely need to make sure it works. But, you know, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer for this project. You know, we can't be stopping and starting and reefing and shaking reefs out like existing boats have done in the past. It's we want something that we can just literally get through a huge range without actually having to take your throttle off while we're doing it.
So the goal is to have the capability to reef if you need to.
Correct.
but not have that as the first choice.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the beauty about the twin skin mainsail is you can just get it through such a huge range of apparent wind speeds and true wind speeds in actual fact as well. So, you know, you see how fast, you know, the AC-75 rigs can go upwind, the amount of apparent going over the deck. I've experienced that, you know, for a long time. And this project will be exactly that. They sit so beautifully stably by being able to separate the high and low pressure sides, which you can't do on a single skin. You know, they flap and they twist and it upsets the boat. So for me, it was a bit of a no-brainer to go to this, and there'll obviously be other future developments, you know, with the front sails and things like that, which we'll get to. But this is a massively ambitious, you know, take on. So, but with Southerns and Norths, I know that it will be executed really well and we'll be in great shape.
With the AC-75s, we saw the end of the idea of spinnakers, of code zeros, all that sort of thing. I've seen some of the drawings here, the computer generations, and there are definitely kind of conventional looking head cells up there. Is that a reality, or are they just going to be a flat jib?
Yeah, look, I mean, you've got to have something to start with at a render at a launch, don't you? But no, look, with the boat, as I also said before, there's definitely some configurability with the boat. We will have some furling head sails on the boat, as well as the options for doing other things. So, the beauty about the boat is that we will be able to, you know, chop and change. And actually, you know, it's a development boat. It's not just we're going to start with this, we're going to finish with this. It will keep to be. There's a full development plan going on behind the scenes at the moment, which I'm absolutely loving. You know, being able to sort of go, wow, could we do this? Could we do that? And having the support of Southern Spars, North Sails, and all the Ferrari guys, we're all sort of working together. There's almost like nothing's impossible at the moment. We've just got to work our way through it. So we will keep developing on that front sail side. And whilst we can, you know, put big sails up the front if we need to, if we're sailing in light air conditions, the aim of the boat's not to be sailing around in 5 knots everywhere. So yeah, it's going to be hopefully we'll have enough breeze to go sailing properly.
Now the boat's in construction, but it's built somewhere in a computer model somewhere. You've seen it. You've seen the data. What does it compare to? I'm obviously thinking of the old teams. Can it outperform the old teams, do you think?
I think in upwind and reaching conditions, you know, probably more than five. I mean, can't really tell you the exact number at the moment, but you know, certainly in the sort of moderate to windier conditions, which you know the old teams are targeting as well. Like you're not going to go and try and set a Jules Verne record if you're targeting, you know, 5 or 10 knots of wind. So in the more moderate to windy conditions, I actually think reaching an upwind and possibly downwind as well, this boat's got all the potential of being quicker than any of the big multi-hulls.
Okay. Final couple of questions. It's going to be twin skin mainsails. Is it just a case of scaling everything up, or do you have to change the materials, the design of the mast, the whole?
It's really, you know, this boat is much, much heavier than obviously to deal with, you know, what we're going to put it through than what the America's Cup boats are, for example. It is a big sort of scaling up, if you like, in some ways, but it's the way the mast operates and the way the sails operate are actually quite a bit different to what we use on the America's Cup. So we're actually hoping that all the knowledge that we've gained in the past of the America's Cup, this rig has almost been spat out the back of all that development, if you like. So it actually is super highly advanced, not only in the way it bends and the range that you can get it through, but also in the construction and the technology and the construction of it, of the actual mast itself and the sails. You know, there's been a lot of learnings over the America's Cup over the last sort of, you know, sort of 5 or 8 years of the AC-75 sort of design phase. this really is actually a byproduct, if you like, or a spit out the end of all that knowledge. So it's going to be, yeah, really the latest and greatest rig that's probably ever been produced, let alone being an offshore rig.
New materials?
There'll definitely be some new materials in there as well. A lot of existing materials, which you have a lot of knowledge, but one thing Ferrari are extremely good at is pioneering and pushing new material technology. So they have a massive amount of knowledge in that coming from, you know, the Formula One and the supercar side of things. So they are very, very good at learning very quickly what new materials can be put into different solutions. And right the way throughout the boat, they're using their technology to actually feed into it. So it's that's pretty amazing from my perspective.
Offshore foils. Are we going to be surprised by what we see in terms of shapes?
I don't think we'll be surprised really too much. Obviously, you know, we have a canting keel, we have flaps on the, you know, coil flaps on the keel bulb itself. We have two foil arms with huge span. You know, so there'll be whilst there'll be different configurations, the actual foil look, if you like, I don't think that'll be super surprising for you know, the people in the know. It won't be too surprising. However, have we ever seen an offshore boat being able to be pushed in big waves that's been fully foiling? That's never been done before, so that's pretty exciting.
Just a final question, Glenn. There's a huge amount of risk to all of this, and I think some of that is offset by a company like Ferrari being involved. They know about risk. They're in a risky motorsport. For you personally, do you feel that risk that, you know, what if it doesn't work?
Absolutely, and, you know, that risk management has been something I've probably, you know, I've had to have been involved with for a long time, whether it be, you know, from a sailing perspective, how hard can you push the boat, you know, when you're sailing your ACAT or your MOF or your Tornado or your Extreme 40 or whatever it is, the AC75. You know, you need to learn where the edge is, not just from a sailing perspective, but then you need to step back and learn where the edge is from a construction and engineering and development perspective. And that rounded approach, I feel like I have a much better knowledge of now after, you know, being spat out the back of my career, I guess, having seen the good, the bad, and the ugly over the years. It absolutely is risky. It is scary, highly ambitious, but extremely exciting and innovative as well. So it's just that risk management side of things, which I think drives everybody. And when you've got companies like Southern Spars, North Sails and Ferrari all coming together, that risk management side of things is very much under control.
Well, the very best of luck with it, Glenn.
Thanks, mate.
That's it for this episode of the Yacht Racing Life podcast. We will be back soon with another top name interview, but in the meantime, check out yachtracinglife.com for more great content from across the sailing world.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.